This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test. Test 4. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the man leave his camera?
Oh no, I haven't got my camera.
But you used it just now to take a photograph of the fountain.
Oh, I remember. I put it down on the steps while I put my coat on.
Well, let's drive back quickly. It might still be there.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Which of Miranda's things will Lucy be able to use?
Lucy's joining the tennis club, so that'll be more equipment I have to buy.
Oh, well, don't waste too much money. We bought Miranda everything, but then she only went once because she didn't like the teacher. Actually, I think we've still got some of it somewhere. There's a box of balls in the cupboard, certainly, but she gave her cousin the racket, and she wears the shoes for other things. But I could look in the cupboard and give you what's there.
Oh, thanks. That'd be great. That would be really helpful.
Now listen again.
Lucy's joining the tennis club, so that'll be more equipment I have to buy.
Oh, well, don't waste too much money. We bought Miranda everything, but then she only went once because she didn't like the teacher. Actually, I think we've still got some of it somewhere. There's a box of balls in the cupboard, certainly, but she gave her cousin the racket, and she wears the shoes for other things. But I could look in the cupboard and give you what's there.
Oh, thanks. That'd be great. That would be really helpful.
Two. What can't the woman find?
I'm going to mend and paint the shelves in your bedroom today.
Great, Mum. Anything I can do to help?
Yes. Can you go to the shop and get me a new paintbrush? This one's too old. But before you do that, ask your father what he's done with the hammer. I've looked everywhere for it. There was nothing in the toolbox except this pair of scissors, which I lost months ago.
Now listen again.
I'm going to mend and paint the shelves in your bedroom today.
Great, Mum. Anything I can do to help?
Yes. Can you go to the shop and get me a new paintbrush? This one's too old. But before you do that, ask your father what he's done with the hammer. I've looked everywhere for it. There was nothing in the toolbox except this pair of scissors, which I lost months ago.
Three. Which ring has the woman lost?
I wonder if you can help me. I ate here in this restaurant last night, and I think I left my ring in the bathroom when I washed my hands. Have you seen it? It's got a square bluey-green stone with lots of smaller stones round it. It's quite valuable, but that's not the point. It was my grandmother's, and I'd hate to lose it.
Now listen again.
I wonder if you can help me. I ate here in this restaurant last night, and I think I left my ring in the bathroom when I washed my hands. Have you seen it? It's got a square bluey-green stone with lots of smaller stones round it. It's quite valuable, but that's not the point. It was my grandmother's, and I'd hate to lose it.
Four. What time did the girl arrive?
Sorry I'm late. Have you been here long?
Well, not really. About 5 or 10 minutes, perhaps. I left home at 6:05 and got here at exactly 6:45.
Well, if we hurry, we'll still make it for the beginning of the film at 7.
Now listen again.
Sorry I'm late. Have you been here long?
Well, not really. About 5 or 10 minutes, perhaps. I left home at 6:05 and got here at exactly 6:45.
Well, if we hurry, we'll still make it for the beginning of the film at 7.
Five. What will be on television at 10 o'clock this evening?
Here is an announcement about a change to our advertised programmes this evening. The football match between Spain and Hungary is now going to finish later than expected. When the match ends at 10:30, our programmes will continue as planned with a visit to an open-air rock concert. But the Blue World programme about life under the sea, which was due to begin at 10 o'clock this evening, will now be shown next week instead.
Now listen again.
Here is an announcement about a change to our advertised programmes this evening. The football match between Spain and Hungary is now going to finish later than expected. When the match ends at 10:30, our programmes will continue as planned with a visit to an open-air rock concert. But the Blue World programme about life under the sea, which was due to begin at 10 o'clock this evening, will now be shown next week instead.
Six. Where will the party be?
What time are we leaving for Maria's party tonight?
Not too early. It'll only take 10 minutes to get to the nightclub.
Oh, I thought we were all meeting at the outdoor concert.
There's been a change of plan. The two of us are meeting Maria at the club. We've told her the party's there, but the other guests will go to her flat and prepare everything while we keep Maria busy. We'll take her back there after about an hour. She will be surprised.
Now listen again.
What time are we leaving for Maria's party tonight?
Not too early. It'll only take 10 minutes to get to the nightclub.
Oh, I thought we were all meeting at the outdoor concert.
There's been a change of plan. The two of us are meeting Maria at the club. We've told her the party's there, but the other guests will go to her flat and prepare everything while we keep Maria busy. We'll take her back there after about an hour. She will be surprised.
Seven. What did the man buy?
Oh, good, you're home. Did you get all the shopping? How about the orange juice?
Well, actually, at first I thought the shop didn't have any orange juice. I was thinking we'd have to manage without. Then I realised they'd moved it to a different shelf. I hope this is enough.
Don't worry, that's plenty. Did you find the grapes?
Yes, there were lots of grapes. Only they looked a bit sour. So I got strawberries instead. They were a bit expensive, though.
Now listen again.
Oh, good, you're home. Did you get all the shopping? How about the orange juice?
Well, actually, at first I thought the shop didn't have any orange juice. I was thinking we'd have to manage without. Then I realised they'd moved it to a different shelf. I hope this is enough.
Don't worry, that's plenty. Did you find the grapes?
Yes, there were lots of grapes. Only they looked a bit sour. So I got strawberries instead. They were a bit expensive, though.
That is the end of part 1.